Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, I'm Irene Watson. I'm your host for today. Well, today I'm really delighted to be speaking on the phone with Cesar Viana Teague. He is the author of a very important book considering our unstable job market. The book is titled Plan B, Five Differences That Make a Difference in Your Small Home Business. Cesar encourages us to rearrange our thoughts and beliefs to actually create a Plan B in the event our present job is unsound or we are planning to exit it. But before we talk to Cesar, I'd like you to know a little bit about him. Cesar has experience encompassing international sales, marketing, and management. Starting at Merrill Lynch International, he moved into sales management, building distributor networks in North America. He continues to help develop new businesses and to coach entrepreneurs and independent distributors. He volunteers as a business coach at San Francisco Renaissance Entrepreneurship Center and at SCORE, helping small and home business owners to reach the next level. Hi, Cesar.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to talk to you because this is a topic that is really prevalent in our society right now, the job market. Just the unemployment rate is so high. People are just really wondering what they should do, and I'm really pleased to be talking to you because you have that plan B, and that's actually the title of your book. So I want to first start talking to you about this, and tell us what plan B really is.
Well, I think I mentioned that I do see a lot of the pain, like you said, and frustration going on. It's been going on for a little while now, about 3 years. And so I see that I've done something that's called Plan B, which is to have an alternative plan myself in the last 5 years. And I thought it would be definitely a solid solution for folks out there that are really just either underemployed or unemployed. So either one is really not a place where people want to be in, in their current, I guess you could call it Plan A. And so the alternate is to create something that you're passionate about and that you can really, obviously make some money at the same time, but contribute. And so that's what really Plan B is all about, is reaching that.
Let's first of all talk about Plan A, and so we can really get the distinction between the two. What is Plan A?
Well, Plan A, I just consider whatever it is that you're doing now that you're not happy about, you're not happy with, or I guess you could describe it as a typical job where you're commuting daily and it's something that you're doing just to make ends meet. It's really nothing more than that when you analyze it and think about it.
Basically what you're saying, Cesar, is that Plan A is those that really are in a no-end job or are, as they say, doing something because they have to make money. So this Plan A doesn't really involve the people that are already in what they feel is a stable job, or does it?
It's still a job. So Plan A, no matter what, Plan A is still a job. It's something that you're not you're not 100% connected with. I mean, you're there, right? I mean, we joke about it. I'm there physically, but not mentally. But the reality is there's certain degrees of that. And so that's the way I'm kind of look at it. Well, really two ways. The main way is that way where you're either in a job and you're there physically and it's not something that it's really feeding you and feeding your soul. And at the same time, it's not aligned with what you really want to do. And so that's why I feel it would be important to take a step back and evaluate where you're at and consider doing a Plan B. I'm not saying that you need to get rid of your Plan A. I'm just saying that while you're doing that, you begin the process of establishing your Plan B so that one day when it's right for you, because it's different for everybody, then your Plan B can become your Plan A.
Sure. So give me an example of a Plan B that somebody that is in a no-end job but is working there because, the economy. If the person quits, there's really no other place to go. And so because of this unstable situation that we're in right now, so how does one start creating this Plan B when they are in that position?
Right, and so the best place to do that, as I mentioned, is when you have something that's providing some cash flow right now, and so that you can sort of take a risk, so to speak, to start your plan B, and that could be anywhere from doing something offline or doing something online. So, I volunteer as a business plan B coach and consultant at Renaissance Center here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and also as well as SCORE. And so everybody has different ideas for what they would like to create, from a tea salon to a food truck to different types of online businesses. Now, there's many kinds of plan Bs you could create. You know, there would be a separate set of criteria for what would be aligned and matching with your personality or what it is that you're trying to create. How many hours do you have to devote on a weekly basis to it? And what is it that you're really passionate about? Those are the sort of fundamental questions that need to be addressed before you start launching into the into your plan B.
But you mentioned, Cesar, that you volunteer. And is that part of your plan B then? And is that what you encourage others to do, is to do volunteer work in something that they're passionate about?
I mean, I like to do that. I don't volunteer every day. In terms of where it is at the Renaissance Center, you know, it's more of like a quarterly basis. I go in. I used to volunteer planting trees, because earlier I was sort of more passionate about that. And then I moved into, applying what I enjoy doing in business and then helping others. So then I sort of transitioned more into that. So I do that more on a quarterly basis, because the Renaissance Center has a workshop that they teach people on how to develop their business plan. And so I come in and coach them once or twice a semester. And so I do encourage people to do some volunteer work. I mean, if it's aligned with their values, because one of the essential ingredients that we look for as human beings is that factor of contribution. And it's actually ranked very high. And so, well, if you do that, you would feel fulfilled, because there's a lot of people who are successful, so to speak, quote unquote, but they're not fulfilled. So you have to also do things that are fulfilling.
And so you had also mentioned doing something maybe offline or online, and you mentioned a food truck. I would, and I'm thinking Austin, and you know, I know that we have tons of food trucks. And there's like little kiosks just all over the place, and this is spreading all over the United States. So something like that, what I'm hearing is a person could start up, let's say, and only have it on weekends because they're actually in another job during the week.
Right.
But just to sort of test out and do a feasibility study if this is really something that would work, and also if it works for them personally.
Exactly. You have to see if that's, first of all, do you like food preparation, you know, cooking, and if you're using that example of the food truck and the amount of time that you do, and that's why I'm saying that you might want to examine what type of plan B you're going to look at, but before you can even do that, you have to see what it is that you're really passionate about that you'd care to do, and because if you were able to do something, you know, a lot of people have switched to telecommuting. It's becoming more and more that. They just don't want to deal with having to get out there. Well, if you're really trying to avoid being in traffic and driving around, well, a food truck is the total opposite direction you want to go in.
Right.
You might want to consider doing something online. There's lots of affiliate programs and other online businesses that you can do. And, in fact, I did a video, I think it was last year, where I talk about that there is no recession online. It's a $200 billion a year industry, right?
Yeah.
And so while there is a recession in the economy, online it continues to grow. So that's why I was sort of emphasizing maybe consider something online more than offline. The risks are less in terms of insurance, having to deal with employees, the lease space and all that. But there's nothing wrong with that, just that it depends on you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And certainly I have to agree with you. And the person actually, and we, if we want to create a plan B, really need to do a lot of self-reflection.
You need to do that. You need to evaluate your values. You need to look at where you are in your balance in your life. And these are all things that I sort of go into. And, you know, when I do coaching and that sense. And then, of course, you've heard the saying, if you fail to plan, then you have a plan to fail. So that's why you need to have a business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly I have all of these in the in my book, Plan B. I actually happen to have those kind of forms at the back of the book, which you can utilize to guide you and use to create your plan.
Just a few minutes ago, Cesar, you talked about affiliate programs, and I'd like to kind of go into that direction right now.
Sure.
You mentioned that there are a lot of affiliate programs. Would you just kind of tell our listening audience what you mean by affiliate programs?
Yeah, affiliate marketing is, you know, it's obviously growing since online commerce is growing a lot. And so as an affiliate, you essentially would be a member at a reseller. I guess it's the best word I can think of, single word I can think of to describe it, is that you would be a reseller of some type of product or service online, and you would make a commission on that by basically referring it to your circle of influence or promoting it, doing a promotion yourself, but yet you're not running the actual business or service. It's pretty much done fairly automatically. So you're an affiliate, you're a member within an organization that's selling products or service, you're collecting a percentage on it, a commission on it, and you're not necessarily having to touch, do any of the things of the actual product or service, or be responsible for the delivery of the service.
Right. Basically, all it is setting up a website. Let's say if we are going online, and affiliate programs are basically all online, so setting up a website, and that's about all it is, isn't it? You set it up, and you have the connections with your affiliate, and the people order, and there's no drop shipments, there's nothing. Basically,
right,
it's on a website.
Yeah, so you can do that, and if the product or service you're involved in requires talking to a lot of people, you can also have multiple affiliate programs. And one of the services and tools that I provide, and I'm involved with as an affiliate myself, it's a service that actually does the prospecting for you.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are tend to shy away from wanting to have to pick up the phone and call, you know, whatever it is, 20 to 50 people a day. And so there's actually an affiliate program on the service that takes care of that for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that you are, again, I talk about it in my book, you're working productively and effectively. And that way you're only spending your energy talking to the people who are, I guess you could call them hot prospects. Those have really expressed an interest, because if you have to call 25 to 50 people, it gets a little bit tiring after a while, and having to leave messages and having to do a quick little presentation and qualify and shift and sort through all those. And by the time you get to the really good person, you may be already burned out.
Right.
So it's probably, you know, because you do have to go through certain numbers, it's just if you're involved in that a requirement having to do that, then it would be beneficial to have an affiliate program with a service that does that for you. And that way, not only are you working effectively, you're also making some money on it when other people utilize the service and realize, wow, this is great.
Mm-hmm.
This is really helping me to work effectively. So I'm not, you know, since I only have, you know, the typical 10 to 15 hours a week extra time to put into this plan B, then it's got to be really done effectively. And what's the systems and tools I'm using to make that happen?
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specializing in interviewing published authors about their current books and areas of expertise. Join us and hear both well-known and upcoming writers talking candidly about their life experience, as well as the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, we strive to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are available 24/7 through direct podcast, as well as MP3 download for your convenience. Please visit us on InsideScoopLive.com. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Today I'm talking with Cesar Viana Teague. He is the author of Plan B, five differences that make a difference in your small home business. As you've heard so far, Cesar has relevant information on how we can create that plan B so we aren't caught up in the instability of the job market as we know it today. I'm really glad that you mentioned that there are other alternatives, because I know that as we're talking about the affiliate program and the listeners are thinking, well, you know, I've got, this sounds like a really good idea, but I don't want to spam my friends and I don't want to go ahead and, send them emails and tell them about this because they'll be spamming, or I don't have enough friends to actually support me. So I'm really glad that you mentioned the fact that there are alternatives.
Yes, indeed. And so that would be a service and a tool to utilize to help you to be able to reach out to more people, because if you're obviously trying to build your business, you would be needing to talk to a number of people that could utilize your product or your service and be aligned with what you're trying to create.
So we're finding that more and more people are creating home businesses. You know, there's just so many perks to that. And I would like you to talk a little bit about a home business.
Certainly, yeah. That's definitely aligned with what I'm doing as the home business coach. And to take a step back, just wanted to say that in Plan B, I talk about mindset a lot. And because to start your own home business or your own Plan B, it does require, we talked about the values and that's aligned with you, what you're looking to create and what you're passionate about. And you also have to have the mindset to do that, because, you know, working in your own business, you'll be on your own. You know, they say that it's lonely at the top, where you are the boss. You know, you wake up, you look in the mirror, and that's who you report to. Eventually, maybe initially you're just doing that on a part-time basis, but, you know, you're your own boss, so it requires a different mindset. And so I talk about that in the book. And having a home business, and you need to evaluate then what is your criteria for evaluating what it is that you want to look at. I mean, if you're not going to start something totally from scratch, then what is available out there already that you could just jump on that's proven system? We talked about systems and tools. What systems proven out there that you can just utilize that's aligned with what you would like to do, and what tools can you use in the process of growing your home business? So you have to really ask a few key questions, and there's a number of them, but some of the main ones are, you know, if you're looking at a particular home business opportunity, is this a proven company? Is the management proven, or is this a startup? You know, is the products and services proven already, and is there a proven way that they compensate affiliate marketers or people who join this particular business? So is there a proven compensation plan? So you want to do that, because these are some of the basic questions to really ask. That way you're not getting involved in something that's startup. There's nothing wrong inherently in a startup. It's just that the risks of them being around in a year or two are obviously much greater. They will continue to be around, especially when you're starting off in an environment like where we are right now.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. One of the things that I'm very aware of, too, with a home business is that the person has to be really, really disciplined. And, you know, it's just easy, especially at a home, because, you know, you look around, and women particularly, well, there's all these things to do. They may want to, you know, go in the kitchen, they'll start cooking, or they have to clean, or they do this or do that, and men is no different. You know, there are chores that are done. And so discipline is extremely important, and you have to really set the time. It's like, okay, my work schedule is from 8 to 5 or whatever, and that's it.
Exactly, and if you're doing it starting out part-time, then you need to carve out when is that time going to work for you. If
that's
it's going
right.
to be from, you know, 6:30 to 9:30, well, I think by law you can't call people past 9 p.m.,
right.
So then you have to take that into consideration, and then what is it you're going to be doing during just those 2 or 3 hours. So you really have to be disciplined and quite focused. But if you're doing it full-time and you're working from home, I actually talk about that in the fifth difference in the book, where I show the typical activities from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. of what home-based business owner would be doing. And out of those activities, I further break it down to which of those are income-producing, your IPAs, your income-producing activities, and which of them are not, and which of those you could actually be delegating if they are indeed business-related.
Exactly.
So a couple of steps, you break it down, and then you'll be able to raise your awareness and identify which of those are really working for me, which are the ones that are making the difference. You know, the Pareto principle, which 20% of the activities are creating 80% of the results. So I talk about that as well. So that's something that you have to be able to identify, so you're not wasting your time and you realize, oh, it's got days gone or whatever, and you didn't get half of the things done.
Right. Yeah, that's easy to do. And I also find that talking to people that do have home businesses, that they seem to work longer hours than they would have if they were working for somebody else or had a business that was away from their home. The hours seem to be so much longer because it's just so much easier to go into that room or the office or whatever it is and, you know,
right.
work, and you work the weekends because, oh, you might as well do, you know, you've got a few minutes, and so you do that. Whereas if you were remote from that home office, the inclination isn't quite as pulling.
Right, definitely, and you're passionate about it. It's your own project, and you're very passionate, you know. So that's what happened to me. That's what happens to my wife, who's a filmmaker, independent filmmaker and producer, and, you know, video producer, editor. And so when you're in the flow,
mm-hmm.
Then you 12, 14 hours is nothing. And perhaps that's all right in the beginning as you're creating things and putting things in place, but again, you need to use the wheel of life chart that I have there, and on a weekly basis, and see where you're balanced in 7 or 8 areas, and make sure that you are balanced. Otherwise, one area is going to suffer. Whether it's your health that's going to suffer, or it's your relationships with your spouse or family, or what have you have to always do that. And again, you know, it's always good to work with somebody who is, you know, unbiased and separate and can hold you accountable for that sort of thing, you know, whatever you want to call it, a coach, a consultant, what have
mm-hmm.
you. So it's also good to do that so that you can stay on track without constantly working 12 to 14 hour days and then burning out.
Exactly. And it's so easy to burn out because, you know, yeah, we're just not made to work such long hours, that is for sure. So what is your website address, Caesar?
My website is www.homebusinesscoach.org. So that's homebusinesscoach.org. And there's some information there that you can review, a couple of videos, short videos. And certainly in the book, at the back, I provide some forms that you could utilize to gauge what's one of the other forms that I have in there, or worksheets, is the four quadrants of importance versus urgency, because we're always trying to seems put out fires and that sort of thing. So that's something else that's in there as well, where you can gauge what's important versus what's urgent and then focus on those. But that's in the book. That's also on the website, homebusinesscoach.org.
Great, homebusinesscoach.org. Listeners, we've been talking to Caesar Viana Teague, and the name of his book is Plan B, 5 Differences That Make a Difference in Your Small Home Business. And, you know, right now, as all these employers are laying off people, and, you know, we're just really not sure that any job is safe with the economy the way it is. And as you've heard so far, Caesar has really sort of got this all into one small package in his book. That, and I am saying it's a small package because it's only 85 pages, but it is so full of information how to really create that plan B. And really what it is that plan B is your safety net. And I really encourage you, listeners, to check out this book. Again, it's Plan B, 5 Differences That Make a Difference in Your Small Home Business. And it's written by Caesar Teague. Check it out. And, you know, it may be just something that you might be thinking about, or you're not happy in your job, or you're not feeling secure. It's time to create that plan B. And who knows, in a month or two, or maybe next year, or you may have to revert to it, or it may be just supplemental income also. So thank you very much, Caesar.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming online and talking to us and giving us all this wonderful information and really a lot of food for thought.
Yes.
A lot.
Quite.
This is Irene Watson with Inside Scoop Live. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.